it's definitely a busy time of year. You had mentioned that we don't have a whole lot of time left before that final day. 23 days and counting. I'm sure the students are well aware of what the countdown is at, but a lot's going to happen in these next 23 days. On the academic side, you know, we're finishing up the state assessment. I've mentioned it a few times on this show about MSTEP and how our district is doing that test entirely online. It has gone very well. I mean, we were a little bit anxious going in, not quite knowing what to expect, but it's been a great experience because the whole district has had to come together in order for each building to carry it out smoothly. And we're excited to see what the results hold once the tests are finished, but we finally see a light at the end of the MSTEP tunnel as far as that goes. But hats off to building administrators, teachers, our technology director, and most importantly, our students for making that process go smoothly.
And I know that with a lot of these things, you know, these are results you need to kind of keep tabs on how the educational process is going. But what are those results used for? Are they to evaluate the school's effectiveness, outcomes, assessments? What is it?
Well, it's actually varied over the years. The most recent is we're going to be assessing the national curriculum. Mm. So MSTEP will be taking a close look at language arts and math at all grade levels, and then science and social studies at specific grade levels. But with it being new this year, everybody is just kind of feeling their way through to see exactly what the test holds. And now that we're in the process, we're happy with the way our students have been prepared to take it.
What else you got going on there in the district?
Well, I'm going to start at Negaunee High School. Our high school students, Honor Society students, athletes are going to be taking part in a project in conjunction with Feeding America, the West Michigan Food Bank. They're working together to bring a mobile food pantry to Negaunee High School on May 19th. That's going to take place at 5 o'clock. And what it is it's a food pantry will be available with no questions asked of community members. Volunteers, like I had mentioned, throughout the Negaunee High School community will be on hand to help distribute food. We're being told that there's going to be 15,000 pounds of food available delivered in a refrigerated truck. The food should serve up to 300 families and be available on a first-come, first-served basis. So that's something that we're excited to bring to our community. We've been given so much from our community, and this is a way for us to give back to them. As far as athletics go, at the high school, they are definitely in full swing, and each morning we cross our fingers to make sure we're not going to be experiencing rain because, of course, all of these spring activities take place outside. But just a couple of the key matches or meets that are coming up as far as the UP finals go. The track finals are again in Kingsford this year. That's going to be on May 30th. The UP tennis finals will also be in Kingsford. That's going to be on May 27th. And the Kingsford High School will also be hosting the UP finals for golf, and that's going to take place on the 28th of May. We're fortunate because we're hosting both district tournaments in high school baseball and girls softball, and that's going to take place on May 30th in Negaunee. And something else that the community should know about is if you visit our webpage and click on the high school and then on the athletics link, you'll see all of the summer sports camps that will be available to our youth as we head into the summer months.
Dan Skews with us today. He's with the Negaunee Public Schools. 23 days left for the students in the system, but lots of things still going on. What are a couple of the other updates that are happening in Negaunee?
I wanted to just touch on our music concerts that are happening in May. May 14th actually is going to be a busy day as far as the music front goes. Both our high school choir students and string students, or chorus and orchestra, will have their concerts in our auditorium at the high school at 6:30 and 7:30, respectively. Earlier in the day on the 14th, our third and fourth graders at Lakeview will have their chorus concert, their spring concert, and that's in our Lakeview gym. As far as the middle school goes, the chorus and orchestra students will hold a concert again on the same night. That's going to be on May 18th. And then on May 19th is our Bandorama, and that's where Mr. Momcilovich, our band director for the district, has sixth through 12th grade students all in a concert on that night. So those will be special nights for our music students in the district.
Always good to see and always good to hear, too. That's good to see.
The Lakeview students this week actually are busy with young authors. It's an exciting time for our kindergarten through fourth grade students. They go to Northern Michigan University for the day, and get involved with different author talks. Buffy Silverman is the featured author this year at Young Authors. We were fortunate yesterday in Mrs. Bath's second grade class, Buffy was able to go into the room and do a lot of question answering and helping students with their writing skills. And that was kind of a unique situation because I think Mrs. Bath's room was the only one in the county that had a visit from Ms. Silverman. So that was special for those students.
That's good. Get them into writing, which is always nice.
Exactly. One thing that I wanted to touch on too, on May 22nd, and this is something that our Lakeview staff takes care of, is our Project Newborn Rock and Read program. It's scheduled to take place at Miners Park. If for some reason weather isn't going to allow that, they're going to move it into the Lakeview Library. The whole idea behind the Project Newborn Rock and Read is to support that home is the child's first school and the parent is the child's first teacher. And the program was designed to support the child and the family. And even though we're not going to create Einsteins and rocket scientists, we do want to give every child the same opportunity prior to going to Lakeview. So that's a special day for us as well.
Well, there's a lot of things going on, and I'm sure there's always folks have questions they want to find out and things to keep in mind as the school year comes to the close. So if people want to get a hold of you or find out more about what's happening in the Negaunee schools, what's the best way to do that?
Well, there's several ways. The first, probably the easiest way, would be just to access us online. The public schools has a Facebook page. We also have our district webpage that's continually updated with different events that are coming up. You can definitely call any of the building's office as well as our central office, and that number is 475-4157. One thing that I also wanted to mention is this week is Teacher Appreciation Week, and I just wanted to make sure that our teachers are recognized during this time. They do an awesome job all year long in the classroom. Our district continues to grow. One of the main reasons for that is the quality of education that's delivered each day within the walls of the classroom. So I'd like to appreciate or show my appreciation for our teaching staff at Negaunee Public Schools.